good.
Oh, breakfast.
I feel good.
That's how she lives.
And Fortress, the queens of breakfast.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The public protector, Caroline Soconi has called for investigations into allegations of substandard workmanship in the construction of the resettlement housing units in Lumbo Village.
The Patriotic Front PF has vowed to formally complain to the South African government as well as the Southern African Development Community, SADC, over the alleged corrupt activities by PF faction leader Robert Chavinga in that country.
DR Congo rescuers dig with bare hands for trapped gold miners. That's in international news.
In sports news, Nkwazi Football Club has unveiled Keegan Peary as new head coach.
And now, the Power FM News.
A friend and reliable news every day. I'm Grace Wanje.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
The Patriotic Front, PF, has vowed to formally complain to the South African government as well as the Southern African Development Community, SADC, the alleged corrupt activities by PF faction leader Robert Chavinga in the country. This follows media reports and a voice note making rounds on social media suggesting that Mr. Chavinga was allegedly attempting to bribe the South African High Court judges in the case involving late 60s Republican President Edgar Chakwalungo's bio impasse. Speaking during a media briefing yesterday, PF Acting President Given Luwinda issued a threat and calling on investigative wings to investigate Mr. Chavinga. Mr. Luwinda stated that Zambia cannot risk losing the historical relations with South Africa and that the country is a member of the international community.
Purely for the record, we shall call for the Anti-Corruption Commission, the DEC, to immediately investigate Chavinga and his atrocious activities. We in the Patriotic Front, together with our partners, have submitted formal diplomatic complaints to the South African government and to SADC over the political and misuse of diplomatic relations. The relations that Zambia enjoys in the international community, and particularly in the SADC, has been ended.
The public protector, Caroline Soconi, has called for investigations into allegations of substandard workmanship by the contractor engaged in the construction of resettlement housing units in Lumbo Village in Kazungula District. The resettlement scheme, comprising of 40 housing units, was established to accommodate families displaced by the construction of Kazungula Bridge. However, serious structural concerns, including cracked walls and collapsed toilets, have drawn criticism and left residents living in poor conditions. Meanwhile, Lumbo Village headman Ignatius Milimo disclosed that residents were compelled to occupy the houses in 2014, even though the structures had already begun to show signs of cracking. Headman Milimo has, however, emphasized that the deteriorating living conditions have affected the community for over a decade now. He is therefore appealing for government's urgent attention.
A lot of money was pumped into the building of these structures, all these houses, 40 houses. A lot of money was pumped into building them. And now the residents are being told that the houses have to be rebuilt. How rich is Zambia that we build, we do a bad job, and then now we have to rebuild? How rich are we?
The public protector wants the contractor who built the housing unit to be brought to book.
The company which carried out the construction of these houses needs to be followed up, and criminal prosecutions need to be followed up by the National Prosecution Authority. This matter has to be properly investigated, and the funding that went into this project has to be properly audited by the Auditor General's Office.
Over 400 motorbikes Motorbike riders in Chapata SM province have registered their bikes with the Road Transport and Safety Agency RATSA. This is out of 700 motorbikes that were impounded by the RATSA due to non-compliance. The registration drive is part of an ongoing 10-day safety awareness and enforcement initiative focused on ensuring that riders adhere to safety standards, a growing concern amid rising accident rates in the city. Chapata Mayor George Mwanza, who addressed the affected motorbike riders, underscores the importance of compliance, citing that accidents which occurred in Chapata were largely caused by motorbike riders. Meanwhile, Zambia Police Traffic Assistant Superintendent Chingonke Muyunda has advised riders to avoid riding operating between 18 hours and 05 hours, citing increased vulnerability to criminal activities during this period.
And then within a separate development, the Lusaka City Council, LCC, has taken a firm stance against the growing trends of vandalism of public infrastructure in the Central Business District, CBD. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has noted with concern the increased illegal car businesses in the CBD. The development, she says, has resulted in willful damaging of water supply pipes for easy access to water for business purposes. She discloses that LCC Police and Zambia Police have jointly launched some operations in the CBD area aimed at addressing the vice by apprehending the perpetrators of this crime. Ms. Mwamba emphasizes that establishing car washes must be done in accordance with laid down procedures, and failure to comply will result in harsh punishment. She has, however, expressed dismay over the increasing levels of vandalism of public infrastructure across the city, including vandals of water reticulation system. She states that this comes as a concern to the council, hence underscoring the need for Lusaka residents to adhere to council guidelines and assist in maintaining law and order in the city. Ms. Mwamba has since assured the council's commitment to fostering economic growth while protecting public infrastructure that citizens are encouraged to report incidents of vandalism or theft to the council or nearest police station to aid in combating this issue.
The Lusaka City Council is cracking down on the growing trend of vandalizing public infrastructure, especially in the Central Business District. The council is concerned about the establishment of illegal car washes and the destruction of water supply pipes to access water for business purposes. The Council Police and the Zambia Police have continued to carry out operations in the Central Business District to apprehend perpetrators of this crime. The council emphasizes that establishing car washes must be done in accordance with laid down procedures, and failure to comply result in stringent punishment. The council has noted with dismay that some illegal car wash owners have resorted to illegally disconnecting the water reticulation system to create sources of water for their businesses. The local authority will not tolerate vandalism to public infrastructure and illegal trading activities in the Central Business District or anywhere in the city.
In international news, people in a gold mining area in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo have been using their bare hands and basic tools to free miners trapped underground. Six have been pulled out alive, with one seriously injured since shafts collapse in Lomera in the early hours of Sunday, local journalist Ashuza Barak told the BBC. There have been conflicting reports on the death toll. One resident said that 12 bodies had been found, but Barak said no bodies had been recovered. The area in South Kivu province has been under the control of M23 rebels since they captured swaths of DR Congo's mineral-rich east earlier this year. The M23 rejected reports that hundreds were trapped underground. Lomera has witnessed a gold rush since the end of last year, when the precious ore was discovered in the hills near what was then a quiet village, according to medical charity MSF. Thousands of people arrived hoping to make money as freelance or artisanal miners, turning the area into a sprawling chaos of mine shafts and makeshift shelters, MSF said in a statement on a cholera outbreak in the area last month. Reports said a series of cascading landslides buried up to 15 of these makeshift shafts without warning. Rescue efforts have slowed as debris and large stones continue to block access. Journalist Barak told the BBC that the lack of proper equipment has hampered attempts to clear the site. Survivors told him that many miners remain stuck.
Still within international news, people in the gold mining area in the East Democratic Republic of Congo have been using the... I beg your pardon. Still within international news, a Kenyan man on death row in Saudi Arabia for more than a decade has been released after a lengthy campaign to save him from execution, a Kenyan Foreign Affairs Ministry official said. Stephen Abduka.